One of the first owners of the Chevrolet Volt in the Midwest state of Illinois was Cars.com, which purchased the new $40,000 electric car to test its performance.
We were among the first buyers in the country, even though Chicago is not a launch market, and we drove them through the winter, tested them out. We've actually had them through the summer as well, and gotten a pretty good feel for them.
Cars.com executive editor Joe Weisenfelder says the company also has the distinction of being one of the first owners to crash the Volt.
You know, there was a lot of interest around that. It was one of the first airbag deployments in a Volt out on the road, so we are pioneers in that regard.
Fully repaired, the car was back on the road several weeks later. Weisenfelder says there have not been any problems since. But that is not the case with a Chevrolet Volt crash-tested by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The Volt that was crashed by NHTSA led to a 5-star crash test rating. It was 3 weeks later that the battery caught fire.
Weisenfelder says GM believes the solution to the problem is to discharge the lithium-ion battery after a collision. But he says it's been hard to learn more about the extent of the problem.
We have not had a whole lot of back and forth with GM. Unfortunately, NHTSA also is not discussing it. You know, we asked, are they also testing batteries from other cars like the Leaf? They won't say, they won't say, they won't say.
The lack of information so far is fueling speculation about the safety of battery-powered vehicles. Weisenfelder says that uncertainty could hurt the already underperforming sales of the Chevrolet Volt.
If you hear fire in car, of course, that's bad. This testing could prove anything. You know, we're not going to jump to conclusions on safety or lack of safety. But on the other hand, GM is trying to do everything right, trying to look good, you know, say we're a different company than we used to be. And by doing that, by offering, you know, loaner cars and offering to buy the cars back, they actually, I think, also make it seem like a larger problem than it might be.
Weisenfelder points out there is no evidence to suggest the Volt or any current electric-powered vehicle is any less safe than one powered by a combustion engine. Argonne National Laboratory's Transportation Research Director Don Hillebrand agrees.
Electrics in general tend to be have fewer failure modes than combustion or other vehicles.
Some of the chemistry in the battery the Volt uses was invented at Argonne, and Hillebrand's team is currently testing the vehicle's fuel efficiency. He would not comment directly about the NHTSA investigation, but says the end results could ultimately help make the Volt a better vehicle.
And I don't test safety in vehicles, but I test other aspects of the vehicles, and we test them to find out what are they going to do when you push them to the edge. And we need to know that. That's how you make them better.
General Motors has sold about 6,000 Chevrolet Volts this year. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.